Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I think John Chung may be taking the night off, but here we are with Wolverine, filling in again for Professor Gary Lee. And here we go, Pioneers and Legends Radio Blog Show. But before we get going and tell you about all the stuff we got going on tonight, I just want to see if our sponsor, Mr. Jesse Bowen, he's always got a lot of stuff going on, so we would like to get him on and let him tell everybody about what he's got going on. Mr. Bowen, you there, sir?
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Doing good, sir. How about yourself?
Hey, better and better, better and better. Hi, everyone. This is GM Bowen, and we do have a lot of great things going on. You know, this show, when it came about and Professor Gary Lee and I decided to get together and actually do something like this, it was, you know, because we wanted to continue the education of the martial arts, especially the sport karate, and its importance. And the show has grown and grown, and now we are at a whole nother place, and we're looking for anyone, martial artists, that would like to host their own blog radio show. We've actually set up an online training course to teach you how to host your own online radio show. And you can host this by yourself, or we have positions available. You can actually join us on our network. And we're going to provide you with all the tools and all the training for you to become a great host. Not only does this help you to become a great host, but it also improves you as a speaker and your speaking opportunity. And as a radio host, anytime someone wants to know about you to come in and speak for a group, you can always refer them back to your radio show or your radio interviews, so they'll have a chance to hear you, know what you're about, and then make a decision to have you to speak to their group or for them to contract you to come in and speak for a major corporation. So this has a lot of powerful tools. You can even use this tool if you're looking to publish and write your own book. We're going to show you how to use the blog radio shows and convert them into text, into your book. And we're also going to help you to be able to publish your book. So our radio show, not only does it offer the opportunity for you to come on and be a guest on our show, but it also offers you the opportunity to enhance yourself as a motivational speaker. We'll help you to find what your topics are, what it is you want to talk on. So you can actually go to our course, and you can go to our new website, which is www.AmericanMartialArtsAlliance.com, and find out more about our courses and the different things that we're actually offering. Don't forget, we're taking applications and nominations for the 2020 Martial Arts Master and Pioneers book and our Legends Awards event in Las Vegas, and that's going to be towards the end of June, June 26th and 27th. So there's a lot of great opportunity for you to be a part of some of the things that we're doing. Again, remember, go to our website, check out our membership website. We got a lot of great speakers that we're bringing in, really trying to promote a very positive energy towards the martial arts and supporting the growth of the martial arts. Now, our slogan is empowering martial artists to inspire the world. So join our team. Again, this is Grandmaster Bowen. If you have any questions, you can email me at amaawhoswho@gmail.com. Hey, sir, that's all for me this week.
All right. Well, it sounds good as always. Glad to hear it. You know, so, I mean, just keeps doing better and better. I'm glad to be a part of it. Glad to see it growing. I hope we can just, you know, we're just going to continue to make this thing better and better. I've got some good guests that will be coming up, you know, for the next month. And then, like I say, tonight, before I bring our guests on tonight, you know, I'll go over all the stuff that is coming up through the Sport Karate Museum and all that good stuff. But we appreciate you filling everyone in on everything and you know, bringing all this to life. So first off, we want to talk about what's going on with the Sport Karate Museum. Okay, they're having their annual Legends Roast of none other than Professor Gary Lee. Now, you know, Professor Gary Lee has, you know, me and Mr. Brown talked about this before. You know, he's the keeper of the flame when it comes to keeping up with everybody's background. He's just a treasure trove of knowledge. So September 27th and 28th at the Hilton Galleria Motel there in Houston, Texas, he will be holding the celebrity roast of Professor Gary Lee. And he's not roasting himself. We all got together and decided it was time for him to be roasted, so that's why he's getting a good roasting. He will be having, though, Kata Wars. Now, to be in Kata Wars, you have to be invited. You have to have won at least 100 first place in your divisions. And not only will he be having Kata Wars, but he will be having the Kevin Funakoshi Traditional Challenge, which will be if you're competing in Shotaro, Kyokushin, Wataru, Gojaru, Shorinru, Ishinru, whatever, you will compete in your collective style. Then all the winners of those will compete for one overall winner of the Empty Hand Traditional to compete against the Kabuto Champions of Traditional Weapons. Then those two will move on to compete against the top four that made it out of the open Kata Wars, where they're doing creative or extreme stuff. And then those four with the other two, so those six will go in to compete in Kata Wars against the number one and number two seed from last year. So it is going to be amazing. Not only that, at that Kata Wars, he's also having the Ohana Open. Now, this is just like any other karate tournament. It has sparring, it has forms, it has weapons, you know, it has all of that stuff. So bring students, be ready to do that. You'll have a great time. The difference is, for the young kids, he also has the Bubble Kumite. Now, this will be ran by our enormous gentle giant, Mr. Billy Smith, and he keeps the kids rolling. He keeps everybody laughing. He's an amazing individual. And more than likely, Mr. Jamie Cashins will be there working with that, too. I usually help with the Bubble Kumite, but Professor has me doing some seminars and things like that on tactical self-defense. So, on to the seminars. We got seminars going on. I know Paul Puala is going to be there. I'm going to be there. I know there's going to be a lot of others. I think even Professor Gary Lee may do something. So we've got a lot of stuff going on that weekend. We also have Miss Darlene Pagels. She has her women's symposium. Not only that, she has they have the Miss Robin has her professional maximizer event going on that same weekend. I mean, there's actually so much stuff going on that one weekend. It's hard for me to get it all out because my brain is going in 100 different directions because I'll tell you why real quick. I have competition coming up here this weekend. But listen, get in there, get these right here going. I'm going to give you the number real quick to Shehan Pagels. Her number is 281-221-2145. Get in touch with her. She can get you tickets for Houston. She can get you tickets for Vegas. She can get you tickets for the Hana Open, all that good stuff. So give Ms. Pagels a call, and she will get you set up. Okay, Professor's turning right around. And on November 1st and 2nd at the Samstown Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, he is having the celebrity roast of none other than John the Giant Killer Natividad. I said that backwards, but John the Giant Killer Natividad. Now, look, this roast just keeps getting better and better. I know for a fact that Benny the Jet is going to be there, and he's going to be talking about the longest timeout ever with between those two in their epic battle. And there's going to be lots of others. I'm not going to mention everybody because it's going to be a surprise, but I do tell you that this thing is filling up. There is lots of people going to be there. We're doing several seminars. There'll be several seminars going on. I'm also doing a tactical seminar that weekend as well as a performance. So if you guys and girls can come out, get you a ticket to one or both of these. These are annual fundraisers for the museum. And again, also keep Professor Gary Lee in your prayers because he's recovering, and we need to continue to push him into recovery and get him completely healed up. That's gonna help out a lot. So we want to thank each and every one of you for praying and for keeping all that stuff in and that kind of stuff. Okay, so we've got that. At the end of the show, I will give you the numbers for Professor Gary Lee so that you can call him and get that in so that you can talk with him about getting your tickets for that. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and give them to you real quick now. You can call Professor Gary Lee or Tammy at 713-483-0476, and you can get your tickets for one or both events, or you can go to www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com and get your tickets there, and you will be glad you did. I'm really excited about bringing on our next guest. I've known this guy for a long time. I've known him since he was a kid. He's a great, great martial artist. He is also a great promoter, and he is now co-hosting, in my opinion, one of the best competitions on the circuit. But I will say this, if you're a martial arts, if you're a promoter and you're holding an event, you better keep your eye on this young man right here, because let me tell you something. The awards and the things that he done for this competition, amazing. These are the best awards I've ever seen. I mean, I got to brag on the best awards I ever seen. He done an outstanding job, and of course, the Queen of Awards, she made them. But you know, his ideas, man, the whole thing's great. And that is Mr. Aaron Hensley, co-promoter of the Dixieland Nationals coming up this weekend. Mr. Hensley, you there, buddy?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Doing good, bud. Good to hear from you. Hey, look,
absolutely.
I'll tell you.
I'll be seeing you in a couple days, right?
Yo, yeah, man. We getting ready, man. That's why my brain is so you probably noticed I'm really high strung, which that's why they call me the Wolverine anyway. I'm really high strung anyhow, but you know, tonight, I mean, we've had our classes are just packed, and you know, everybody's working and training, getting ready for Dixieland, because you know, I've been attending Dixieland Nationals since, you know, there's been a Dixieland. Maybe, probably before you were even born. I don't know, how old are you?
I was about to say I'm still a kid. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think I was attending Dixieland Nationals before you were even born. But I want to tell you, buddy, you have impressed me and the martial arts world. You have done an amazing job helping Mr. Earwood. You have done so great. I'm so proud of you and all the hard work you've done and getting that thing going. And, you know, we're trying to bring out as many as we can, and we're bringing out spectators. You know, we want to get as many people in there as we can, and you know, you can count on Team PBT to be there for you every year. But, you know, you are really doing a great job. I just want to take time real quick before we get into your background and all to tell you that. And before we let you talk about the Dixieland Nationals, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you've always been a positive person and shown great support, and I respect that and I appreciate that as much.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I mean, I just try to do what I can. About the only time that people have to get the claws is if they just can't go by the rules. I mean, y'all, there's a rule book out for one reason, so we can all go by it. And if we're martial artists and we're competing, or you're coaching a team, well, then you just expect player and coaches alike, and not just players and coaches, but judges as well, to know the rule book, you know. So but I try, you know, I want people to get out to these events and pack these things out. So I'm going to tell you, because a lot of people, I keep bringing this up to people, and, you know, these promoters, they don't follow suit, but I believe that that you will be one that may take this advice and run with it next year. If we start promoting and advertising these events to the public, even the daytime elimination round, advertising to the public, getting people to come in, because people can come and make a weekend and watch this. Not only is it going to help the school owners that are local, but it's also going to help the event, and it's going to do a lot of things. It's going to help put more money in the promoter's pocket, because typically during Friday and Saturday, the only spectators you have is the people that are winning or that are competing that day, family and some friends. And then the finals, a lot of times, is just, you know, the family and friends of the winners that make it to the grand. But if we really promoted this as a show, because people need to see the amazing talent that sport karate has to offer. But people don't realize how talented someone has to be a sport karate player, and all the different facets that they are, that they can get into and compete in, and what it takes to prepare for a competition like this. Because there's no other sport that's 2 days of competition and moving and going different places, you know, doing all the stuff. So I think if we really got that out, one, it'll also help keep judges fair, because the crowds are not going to care when they come in. They're not going to care whose team, you know, who's on whose team. All they're going to be scoring for and yelling for is the person that they feel like is the best competitor they see that day. And that's going to bring and get a lot of stardom to a lot of these kids and adults that, you know, they may be overlooked, they may not be overlooked, but this could help, you know, help boost that. But that's enough out of me. I want to know, and the people at home want to know, we just want to get a little background. So if you could tell the people at home, I told him you're Aaron Hensley, but you and your father, y'all trained under a legend. So if you can go back and just tell the people at home when you got started in the martial arts and who your instructor was and is, and just go from there. You know, you can, because you're not only just a martial artist, you're a world champion, and you've done a lot of stuff. So we want to fill in, get everyone at home. They need to know all about you. That's why this is called Parts Unknown, because I want people not only to know about the great tournament you're having, but who the man Aaron Hensley is and what a great martial artist he is.
Well, like I said, I first of all appreciate you for having me on. But I started martial arts in 1983, right before I turned 3 years old. My dad got me involved. He was a teenager. And he started martial arts, and when he became a dad, that was one of the things that was important to him, is pass it on and share that with his kids. So when I was right before I turned 3, he got me involved and earned my black belt when I was 12 years old. I was my dad's first person he put up for a test for black belt after about 10 years of training, and earned my black belt in the Chuck Norris organization, and just, you know, worked really hard. I competed on the NASCAR circuit when I was a 6 and 7 year old and 8 year old. And then about that time, that's when NASCAR kind of split and NBL was created. And my mom was actually the first commissioner for NBL. So we kind of did some NBL events during those years. And then school came easy to me. Karate did not come easy, but school came easy. So I graduated high school early, graduated high school at 15, started college pretty early, and went away to the University of Miami. Thought I was going to do anything but karate as a career, and just always felt the call in to come back to it, and decided when I was 20 years old I was going to make my career in the martial arts, and got involved with my dad running schools with him, and currently, as of right now, own 5 premier martial arts schools, working on opening my 6th location. So that's a 24-hour-a-day
man,
job,
yeah,
pretty much
good.
Doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've done an amazing job.
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago, I bought a school in Oregon, and I live in South Carolina, so those are not close to each other. So I'm on the go pretty much. But I've always supported the sport karate scene. I've been able to win titles in NBL and NASCA. I also won. Chuck Norris has his own private event, and he gives out what's called the Norris Cup. I've been able to win that several times as well, too. So I've always been supportive of sport karate, and I'm just a person that wants to see things done in the best way possible. So a few years ago, Dewey Earwood was needing some assistance and help to take his event to the next level, and I've been a supporter of that event since I was a little kid. Kind of like you said, you've been there for a long time, and he reached out to me, and I just kind of jumped on it, mainly due to the fact that my son competes on NASCAR, and I see the fact that we have a lot of the same issues now that we had when I was a kid, which is we're always needing more judges, more qualified judges, Yes, we need more spectators in our sport. We need more money in our sport. We need more understanding and education of our sport. So I felt like, you know, if I got involved, hopefully I wouldn't just be a person that complained about things. I could be on the other side and try to make an impact. And so that's what that's what I'm trying to do. Obviously, it doesn't move as fast as I would like it to see happen, just because there's so many, you know, pieces as a part of a circuit. But that's why I instituted the college scholarship fund. We gave away $6,000 last year to kids that made it to the grand championship finals at Dixieland. We're going to do that again this Saturday night. So I'm excited about being able to do that. I'm trying to step up and be unique in our awards that we're giving out. I think the rings that we're giving out for Black Belt first place are gorgeous. I don't know if you got.
You really set the bar on your awards. And I want to go back just a second. I was the opposite of you, not so good at school, but martial arts I excelled at. But school,
Here's the thing for martial arts, Dean. Here's the thing for me is I was kind of the geek in school, and I used to have red hair before I had kids, and then it's all gone now. But so I had red hair. I did martial arts when it wasn't cool. I was overweight as a kid. I was smart. I got picked on for all those reasons. So martial arts was the outlet for me to make me feel like a superhero. And what I really loved about martial arts is how it made me feel. And what I wanted to do, what I decided to do is I wanted to empower other kids to feel the way I felt. And that's why I decided to make it my career path. And now my vision is I was successful as a school owner, and I wanted to find other people who taught martial arts and help them be successful so they could have more students make a bigger impact. And so now that's my goal, is to be able to own multiple schools, to empower instructors and give them the tools so they can be successful.
Yeah, well, young man, you're doing an amazing, amazing job. I mean, a lot of people don't realize, you know, I've seen you out there, and I know, you know, your background, and you're an amazing martial artist, and, you know, I've got to watch you grow up competing. Heck, you even competed against my daughters. So, I mean, you know, So, my oldest daughter, so I know you've been out there, you know, for a long time, and, you know, it's good to see, you know, some of the kids that came up in martial arts, you know, taking that interest and looking, because, you know, you kids are the ones that are the future pushing forward. And not only that, but you saw the politics, you saw all the good, the bad, the ugly, and you got a good mindset of what you want to do to curb that, get that out of there, and keep it growing and keep it positive. And, you know, that's the biggest thing, is that we just need to keep it positive and realize that we're all martial artists. You know, I tell Professor Gary Lee all the time, we talk, I'm like, the problem with martial artists is everybody wants to be Bruce Lee. You know, they want to be, I'm the very best. Nobody, there's no way in the world anybody can be better than me. They don't really want to help shine anybody else's light. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's so awesome what Professor Gary Lee does with the Sport Karate Museum, because he shines everybody else's light. You know, he's like a prism. He shines everybody else's light. And what you're doing is the same thing. You're pushing forward and trying to help these kids shine their light, you know, in an unbiased, unjudgmental way. And, you know, I've been out there for a long time, and, you know, I see, you know, when you've been out there and you're the same way, because you're a competitor, you also judge, and I also judge. So, you know, when you do your routine and you look at the players that are in your group, you can score everybody right off of the bat. And if you're honest, you know, you can put yourself where you're supposed to be, you know? You know, it's just, you know, some of the judges, you know, they'll throw somebody under a bus. But, you know, I've watched you through the years doing your stuff. You're always fair. You're right down the line, and you have positive criticism for the kids. You know, you keep building people up and making the kids feel good about yourself. And you couldn't have picked a better partner than Osensei Earwood. You know, his competition with that cross being on stage for so many years has just been, you know, it's just been something that you know, let people know, hey, this is a place where God's going to be. Everybody's going to get along, and everybody always gets along, you know. And it's just a great, and it's a great Southern event because it's a lot of hospitality. You know, I'll say that at Dixieland, it's a lot of hospitality. You know, everybody, when you go through registration or whatever, everybody works hard to help you out. And you know, it's a good time. You feel more like family because people are actually trying to take care of you. You're not just a number trying to get pushed through. Everybody's really working, trying to take care of you. And, you know, y'all are doing a great job. Last year, I know you helped with him. And, you know, last year's event was awesome. And the new location, I mean, we loved Myrtle Beach because we had a place there, but we liked it Myrtle Beach because we like to go eat at that Burro Loco. Did you ever eat at Burro Loco there in Myrtle Beach?
I did not eat there. No.
Oh, man.
I need to go try.
It was awesome, but they closed it. So, you know, now really, I mean, I live at the most beautiful, the beaches that are voted the most beautiful beaches in the world. I mean, we have emerald green water and snow white sand. I mean, it's like sugar
right.
powder. So I don't really need to go to Myrtle Beach for that. But I did like to go to Myrtle Beach for Burro Loco and the Dixieland Nationals. But the location that you moved it to is closer to us. It's more centrally located to everybody, I think. And it's a beautiful, beautiful area, and there's a lot of little shops and things that you can, you know, to do around there. You know, and the venue's great. You know, it's cool. You got plenty of room. You know, everything's set up nice. You know, I mean, y'all did a great job bringing all that together. And then, like I say, your awards. I mean, dude, you knocked it out of the park. I mean, you did I mean, your medals and the rings, everything. I mean,
Have you been able to hold one
yes,
of the rings?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
got some weight
I plan
to
on
it.
Hold, I plan on holding some of them this weekend. That's why I'm working
I'm
so
ready.
Hard, bro, because I know if, look, the thing of it is you've made this stuff so good now, you know. You really raised the level of competition because you got everybody coming after these awards because, I mean, man, they're really nice. So, yeah, man, I mean, you did a great, great job on that. You know, like I say, being a martial artist, a competitor, a youth martial artist, and, you know, coming from, you know, your dad was a great martial artist and coming from that background. I mean, I remember – back before y'all, you know, were premier martial arts, you were the Chuck Kundo, and you had the black and yellow
yep.
gis and black and yellow bows.
That's right.
I mean, dude,
yep.
I remember back at the beginning. I mean, I remember
yeah,
watching your
right.
dad compete because he had the, you know, his hair would be long and curly, and he'd have it all, the wet look going on. He'd be tearing the bow up. I mean, you know, and you just being a little kid running around. But, you know, you were always a great martial artist. You know, you did good, and your dad did good, the team did good, so it's just good to see you guys continue to push on. And, you know, I know your dad's proud of you, and I know Chuck Norris is proud of you because you're just continuing their legacy, you know, and you're giving them something to be super proud of. I know they got to be super proud of you. I know how it is to have a legend as your instructor, because I happen to have three of them. My first instructor was Grandmaster Joe Lewis, and that's who I stayed with from a kid up until his passing, and then Professor Gary Lee and Osensei Earwood, because Osensei Earwood, he's seen me, you know, compete since I was little. Now, you know, he does have some stories where maybe the Wolverine may or may not have went, you know, he may have went off even when he was a little kid. You know, he still had some – he had a lot of energy. We'll just say that. You know, that was one reason was because that's kind of the way Joe Lewis prepped me to be. You know, it
right.
was because I mean I don't know if you got to meet Joe Lewis.
I have. I got to work
person.
Out with him a few times. Yes, sir.
But you know, he is a no nonsense, if you know, he don't mind telling anybody right then what he thinks. You know, was no pulling no punches with Joe Louis. You know,
right.
He didn't sugarcoat it. You knew where you stood, and you knew what he thought about you, and you knew what he thought about, and you knew what he thought about your skill set right off of the bat. You didn't have to go home wondering, I wonder what he thinks about me. You know, because he would flat let people know.
Right.
Quickly, and that was one of the things. Some people didn't like it, some people loved it. But like I say, you come from a great martial arts family, and then, you know, having Chuck Norris, you know, as y'all's, you know, instructor, you know, training your father, and then you getting to train under him and your father, and, you know, just pushing it forward, and your mother being involved. I mean, it's been a family thing, just like, you know, all my family's in it, my kids are in it, you know, and all that stuff. Which they're doing more of the MMA scene and stuff like that now. You know, that we just love the full contact stuff. So they like the kickboxing and the MMA and that kind of stuff. I'm going to get them to come back and do some sport karate stuff here before long. But, you've really done a great job with the event. Now, tell us, is there some I know y'all have a lot of different events, a lot of specialty events. I know y'all have some things for the kids. What all do y'all do for the kids? Because there may be a lot of people out there listening that has kids. Y'all are doing flag sparring and then an obstacle course too or something also?
Yeah, so for the little guys, we give them the opportunity to do the flag sparring, which is kind of introduction to sparring. And then we have obstacle course. We have board breaking for them. Some ways for them to just kind of come up there and be in front of not only the parents but the grandparents. And because, you know, a lot of times that when they're 3, 4, 5, it's their mom and dad showing up and their grandparents showing up. So just give them an opportunity to get out there and kind of an introduction to the sport. So it's kind of fun and safe and exciting and hopefully it gets them excited enough where they want to stick it out. So they're eventually one of those 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds out there and keep them motivated to keep training.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's one of the most important parts. Is, you know, really cultivating these young people, and that's why, you know, I know a lot of people may be like, man, you know, he does a lot of talking about keeping things fair, but in all reality, that's what keeps people coming to the event, you know, and keeps pushing forward, because you never know, one kid that gets discouraged could have been that next Aaron Hensley, you know, but somebody could do them wrong and push them away, and then you don't have that. And thank God that didn't happen to you, because look now what you're able to help do with the sport, you know, and
right.
with the competitions and boosting it up. But, you know, and that's what we need to do for these young kids and you know, keep these guys and girls, you know, going and keep the, you know, and it keeps the divisions big and it keeps the excitement there. And like you say, you know, in the young kids division, I watch that every year, you know, there with y'all having the kids run around and do that stuff. And a lot of tournaments don't offer that. And that's another thing, you know, another draw to your competition is, you know, you have this obstacle course, the board breaking, and it, all this stuff that you have there, it builds confidence for those youngsters too. And just the excitement on their faces competing that day, that's what martial arts is all about, is, you know, making those people excited. Everybody wants to win. Everybody can't be a winner. Heck, I want to win all the time. I don't win all the time, you know. And you just have to take the good, the bad. I mean, you know, you're not perfect every day. I mean, I know when I finish my routine, whether I should have done good or, you know, should have had a bad, I know myself, you know. So, you know, and you probably the same way. You know, sometimes you go, man, I should have done this and I didn't do this or that, or, you know, something might be off. But that's another good tool that martial arts offers you, is, you know, that dedication and that persistence. And I'm sure, you know, it's you being excelling at school. Now, people may have picked on you at school about being smart, but that is really excelling what you're doing with your martial arts business. And I bet nobody's laughing at you now, because you're an amazing, amazing martial artist. And now you've turned your martial arts, that was your dream and your outlet into a way to support yourself and your family, and are doing an amazing job at it, and you know, pumping up kids, you know, across the country with your schools, and then, you know, now with the tournament, you know, that gives you a lot of great avenues, you know. So, man, hats off to you. You're doing an awesome job. Like I say, I'm sure your parents are proud, and I know Chuck's proud, and you know, because you guys are really really, you know, doing a lot of stuff. So tell the people at home what it was like kind of training, you know, with Chuck Norris, because I know a lot of them will be wanting to hear about that because, you know, it's Chuck Norris, you know.
So. Well, I'll tell you two quick stories. First time I got to meet Mr. Norris, I was 5 years old. It was in Virginia Beach. He was filming a movie in Israel and was flying into Virginia Beach. We were at the karate school. It was actually called the Chuck Norris Karate Studio in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I'm a 5 year old. I see this limo out front, and my dad's getting ready to work out. And I'm fascinated with this limo, and my mom and dad are like, "Hey, well, the limo driver's about to leave to go pick up Mr. Norris. Why don't you just ride in the limo?" Now, of course, the world's a lot different back in the, you know, early 80s. So my parents let me ride with some stranger in a limo to go to the airport to pick up Chuck Norris. But Mr. Norris gets in the limo. He's by himself, gets in the limo, and he's, you know, kind of confused why there's this little redheaded kid in the limo. But that was my first introduction to meeting him. And we get back to the karate school, and probably about 40 to 50 black belts of his, they're there waiting on him. And he just literally taught for about 10 hours straight. And I got to kind of be the kid on the floor in the background. Didn't even really realize what was going on. Didn't really even know, understand the concept of who Chuck Norris was at that time. So that was my first introduction.
Right.
But the last time I got to work out with him, was probably about 5 years ago. I mean, I saw him in July twice, actually. But the last time he taught a class that I was in was about 5 years ago. And he taught a sparring class. Now Mr. Norris is going to be 80 next year. Maybe he turned 80 this year. So he's up in age. About 5 years ago, he taught a class. Taught a sparring class for about 3 hours. And my partner for those 3 hours was a guy named Chip Wright. I don't know if you know who that is or not.
Yeah.
But Chip Wright's in the Black Belt Hall of Fame. He was a fighter on the Trans World Old Team back a long time ago, and I think the Budweiser team. So very distinguished fighter.
Yeah.
He's also Chuck Norris' stunt double. And he's no joke fighter himself, and he knows only one speed, and that's go hard, basically. So
right.
And we're in the front row, and Mr. Norris is teaching class, and he keeps walking by, and man, for that 3 hours, every drill I did, I punched and kicked as hard as I physically could, and I was sore for about 3 days afterwards. Because you're not going to take a play off when Mr. Norris is walking in front of you. So
it was
a great experience. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because you know, a lot of people would like to have been there to do that, but like you say, when you got somebody like Chuck Norris coming by, and you got Mr. Norris there, you're gonna be putting in extra work. And I'm sure that made your dad proud that you were putting in extra work.
Yeah, and the next day I had to compete, and I haven't been that sore probably since then. I mean, I literally, it was just a sparring, you know, seminar, but I'm telling you, we were hitting as hard as we could throw a punch, as hard as we could kick, everyone, just because of the fact of, you know, there's 300 black belts on the floor, you're in the front row. And my partner's up in the Black Belt Hall of Fame, and then my instructor at the time is teaching is Chuck Norris. You know, you're not slacking at all in that class. So,
yeah, and it was funny because back in the day when he had his team and everybody wore the black and yellow, there were several of the guys that all had the same haircut and same beard as Chuck Norris. It was like
that's right.
It was a bunch of
team.
Chuck Norris doppelgangers.
That's it. You know, that team was actually managed by me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, y'all did a great job, you know, and that's like I say, and you were young then, you know,
yep.
helping and putting stuff. But see, that just helped build you as the person you are today to, you know, jump in and be able to, you know, jump into a competition like a NASCAR event as big as Dixieland. That's a big event to be jumping into. You know, it's not like you're starting
yeah.
out with a small event and you're working your way up and people's going to be like, well, you know, Aaron, you know, it is your first event. If you make a mistake or two, that's okay. No, you jumped into the deep end of the pool, you know, where, you know, this is a big-time event that's been up and running for a long time, and, you know, people are not going to be expecting mistakes. They're going to expect all the bugs to be worked out by then, you know. And,
right,
and you know, so you jumping in and doing that, and, you know, you really – like I say, last year, I mean, my daughter Alex, her favorite color is green, so of course she loves it because, you know, her favorite color is green, and you got everything going with the green and gold, and you know, it just it looks good. You know, it's been like I say, it's been a great event. You've been, you know, you're really doing good, pushing it forward, and helping. Is there anything else that you're doing at the show that people may not know about that's a little different this year? Because I know you did several things different.
The other thing that's probably unique, like I said, is we do the college scholarship at the nighttime show on Saturday. And then we start the show with a ceremony of the people and from the local area that took their black belt test this year. So the first 30 minutes
okay.
is a presentation that people get to kind of witness, and it's how we do our celebration of someone earning their black belt, their graduation. So we kind of start off with that, and
right.
then we go right into our night show that night, and we finish off with awarding $6,000 in college scholarships.
Yeah, man. I mean, and that right there should let parents know what a you know a great event it is, because you know who don't want, you know, to start getting some college scholarship money built up. And that's another thing. That's why I try to tell people, look, you need to just go to these competitions, if nothing else, just to watch and see what all goes on. And, I was telling a lot of the parents, I was like, look, a lot of these tournaments, they're giving out college scholarship money now. Now, you might not think it's anything now, and you may not think sport karate is anything much, but, you know, when some other little kid – you know, is in college with your son or your daughter, and they say, yeah, man, I got to come because I had, you know, X amount of college scholarship money built up from competing in a sport karate since I was young. People are going to be like, you know, what? Because they just don't realize, you know, the magnitude of what goes on out there. And what time is the nighttime show starting this year? Y'all starting that at 7?
7 o'clock. So doors open at 6:30. It's gonna start at 7, and we'll be done at 9 o'clock.
Okay, 9 o'clock. All right,
you will not be there till midnight. You'll have time to go have a steak dinner, go have a drink that night. You'll be able to enjoy the evening. So you'll not be there till midnight. Guarantee, promise.
Oh, because I'm old, I ought to get into bed early.
I feel you, boss.
So what about Friday? What times all the things start Friday?
Friday registration is going to open up at 12. 2 o'clock, we're going to start with Team Sync and Demo Team and all the team events. And then 4 o'clock will be individual for the CMX that night. And then we should finish around 8 o'clock. And then we're going to start 8 o'clock in the morning Saturday. We'll finish around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Doors open again 6:30. Shows at 7. Done at 9 p.m., and then we go celebrate.
Okay, so 4 o'clock on Friday is when everything starts.
Yep, so 2 o'clock for team events, 4 o'clock for individual. Yep.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And then the registration.
When am I going to see you? When am I going to see you? Thursday or Friday?
I'm coming in Thursday, brother. I'm coming in Thursday.
All right,
Thursday.
Let's go.
I'm leaving here early and coming up. Coming on yeah. down, yeah, man. I'm coming on down.
Good.
I gotta get down and get rested up.
That's right. I tell you, man,
I know you probably running crazy.
I'm gonna try to rest up on Monday. That's what I'm gonna
Yeah,
try to
I
rest
guess.
Up.
I guarantee, yeah, I guarantee that Monday you're going to be glad, because I'm sure with, you know, getting all this going and then, you know, getting it out there and then, you know, your schools. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to be, you know, to be working on, especially when you're a young man, because, you know, you got the family and then you got the school. And then you got the tournament. I mean, you know, and that's another thing. I mean, you know, just to let people see just how good God is, you know, to, you know, bless you, bless your schools, the tournament, your family, you know, and it's good. It makes me feel good, just to see, you know, you kids. I mean, I call you kids, but you people, you know, you're grown up now, but you know, you've got families and just, you know, see the martial arts giving back to you and you giving back to the martial arts and, you know, helping, you know, push it forward, progress it, make it better. You know, it's an awesome thing, see you kids out there doing that. I mean, it's crazy. A lot of people don't realize. I mean, you know, people ask me about, you know, they, you know, when Sage is fighting at different events, you know, I'm talking to him about it because, you know, I used to have Sage sitting on one leg and Alex sitting on another leg, you know, and they were both just little kids, you know, 5 and 6 years old, you know, getting ready to go compete, you know. And Colby the same way. I still see Colby. I've seen Colby out in California, and, you know, but all you kids, you know, just doing so good. You know, and I just it does my heart good to kind of get to watch you grow up. Makes me feel even older, but, you know, it's good to get to see how good you guys and girls have done, you know, and what an awesome job you're doing, and, you know, and all. It's just, you know, man, it's great that you're doing that. So do you have anything else that you want to add in about the competition? Where can people go if they want
to
jump in and register?
Yeah,
you ready to get
Dixieland Nationals and get registered, and let's get the ball rolling. I'm ready to get it going.
Right, you ready? When y'all start putting mats down? Y'all already started? Y'all do that Thursday?
Thursday, 12:00.
Going in.
Yes, sir.
Going in. That's be about the time I roll into town. You probably hear the sirens and stuff, not because I'll have them chasing. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. Yeah, I'll be coming in around then, sometime around then. Now, will registration be open Thursday so people can go down and grab their stuff and come in Thursday?
Yes, sir. We're gonna send out a message to everybody, but from 6 to 8 that night, we're gonna open it up so people can come pick their stuff up.
Okay. Well, it's been it's been awesome. Can't wait to get out there. I mean, like I say, your awards, you've done top notch, young man. Yeah, I'm really proud of you. You've done an outstanding job. I know Mr. Earwood, proud of you. I mean, you're taking it to the next level. And I wish you all the luck and success with your schools and, of course, with the Dixieland Nationals. You can count on us always coming in and being there and, you know, supporting your competition. That's for sure. That y'all's tournament is the one tournament that I require people, if they're going to compete during the competition year, then they have to go to that one. They can go to any of the others or miss any of the others, but if they're going to be on the competition team, then they have to compete, at Dixieland. Now, you know, next year we'll probably be back. Our numbers will probably be up because we got a lot of people that have joined up with the team and we're prepping and getting ready. So, you know, normally our team, we carry about 40 competitors. So we'll be back up to somewhere in that neighborhood next year. So, you know, we look forward to coming out. Like I say, everybody's excited about it. I'm excited about it because it's just another one to go to. Man, I have so many Dixieland stories. I won't get into them, but, you know, so many Dixieland stories, so many great memories from Dixieland. It's just an awesome event. But I want to thank you for taking time out. I know you're super, super busy with, I mean, six schools, a family, and one of the biggest NASCAR competitions on the circuit. I mean, yeah, you got a lot going on, young man. So I will let you get off of here, and I will finish up the show. But we just want to say thank you for all that you're doing for martial arts. Keep it up. We're always here for you if you need anything. I mean, you're a smart young man, and you're doing an amazing job, and we're very proud of you. And we're glad to see where you're taking things. And, I mean, I'm telling you, these other guys, man, they're holding these tournaments. They may have been doing it longer than you, but they better start taking note and watching, man, because you are you're really taking off and doing a fantastic job, buddy, for sure.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on tonight, and I'm excited to see you in a couple of days, and we'll have a good time this weekend.
All righty, bud. Well, say hello to the family for me, and I'll see y'all soon.
All right, man. Take care, Dean.
You too, buddy.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Mr. Aaron Hensley. He is a co-promoter with Mr. Dewey Earwood for the Dixieland Nationals. I mean, you know, you got to hear a lot of good stuff about the event and how good it'll be. You know, and it is. It's gonna be a great event, and you know, Mr. Earwood is a great God fearing person. So Dixieland Nationals has always been a great event with a lot of positive feedback for the kids and all that. But this young man, Mr. Hensley, one of Chuck Norris's black belts and one of his father's black belts. I mean, he's really doing a good job and pushing things forward. And just glad to see them doing good and wish them all the success that they can get. But before we get off of here, what we want to do is we want to go back and you know, give you some more stuff to ways to get in touch with Professor Gary Lee and to get your tickets for the upcoming event and the upcoming roast. And all the good shenanigans that'll be going on, I'm telling you. When you get Mr. Jim Paskey, Billy Smith, you know, all these people together, I mean, it's shenanigans going on. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on. So, look, there's going to be legends walking around everywhere, making appearances at both of these roasts. And I mean, it's a Hawaiian double.